doing?
Pretty good.
How was the dentist today?
Not too bad.
Not too bad, huh?
No, he and I thought there'd be some difficulty afterwards, but there hasn't been, and of course, while he was doing it, there was Novocaine.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to mention a couple of things to you. One
yeah.
is I called that office today in Atlanta, and I talked to the assistant commissioner. So
yeah.
Commissioner, or maybe it's Flack. I'm not sure exactly.
It is his Flack.
But he gave me no new information at all. Nothing that the New York Times didn't have in their brief.
Did he indicate what they were talking about?
No, he gave me nothing.
All that's consistent.
All he said was that he did say that he said he hasn't seen the papers, but he said according to the commissioner, he has been presented with some lengthy documents from a source that the commissioner believes to be a reliable source.
Yeah.
But although the source was not the original source, he was passed along. And he says that there were a lot of interesting names, or not necessarily names, a lot of dates, places, and events that were listed, and that they've been turned over to the FBI, and that the Atlanta police is also checking them out to see if there's anything to them.
Well, that is. Those are both new developments.
Okay, and he says that there will be some. He sort of urged me to call back in about a week to 10 days. He said at that time there will be probably something to say publicly.
I think it probably has to do with the allegations of a young man named Watson who was mixed up in some kind of dope business.
I just don't know. Anyway, but that wasn't the main reason I called. I didn't feel I learned much new in that.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is, and this is between you and me now, because I've learned this sort of through other people.
Okay.
Okay. You know Richard Popkin, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, he apparently does have several thousand pages of documents that he has at his home in San Diego, and they relate to the John Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to call me back tomorrow morning, but he's been holding a series of meetings with a lot of people down there, including a lot of members of the news media. And I've heard from Don Freed, not from Popkin directly yet, but from Don Freed, I've heard this, that these documents supposedly they're based on a lot of intelligence documents, some of which came out of Canada, some of which came out of the Philippines, apparently the Philippines intelligence police or some group there, and they allegedly named names of people who were involved in the conspiracy to kill JFK.
It'll surprise me greatly.
Okay, now, I know that some of the names that are mentioned now in this case are, you know, like Lauren Eugene Hall, the same name, sort of like, sounds very much like the Morris story.
Yeah.
Now, according to Freed, he says that the documents indicate, he says there are a bunch of the documents that overlap and so forth. He says the documents indicate that there were at least two rifle teams involved and two fall guys. One was going to be Oswald and another one is a Sirhan type, according to the way Freed put it. He claims he was a Puerto Rican who was programmed to shoot Kennedy, allegedly like Sirhan was programmed to shoot RFK. And according to Freed, the guy's name, last name is Castillo.
Jesus, that's an old John. It appeared in the papers.
He says that name appears other places.
It also appeared in the papers and was discredited 6-8 years ago.
Okay, well, anyway, that's what this says.
That's the Philippine part.
Right. Oh, you say, what's the Philippine part?
Castillo.
Oh, I just don't know. All I know is that supposedly these documents came out of Canada and from the...
He's a nut.
Okay, and they claim that the guy has been... that they say not only that, that the guy was programmed. Now, get this. The guy... This is all Freed. This is not Popkin. But the guy, Castillo, was reportedly programmed by a guy who has the same name with a person who was rooming in Dallas with Brading at the same time.
It gets more and more far-fetched.
Yeah, now, one other thing that, well, there are two things. Also, apparently, some of the sources on this, I'm trying to piece this together in a very brief free association conversation I had with Freed. But another thing he mentioned was that another source that Popkin has been getting some of this stuff from, I assume that this is what Freed was driving at, was Richard Case Nigel, or Nigel.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
I've heard the name from
He's a guy who says he shot up a bank just to be in the...
Right, that's right.
Okay. He also is crazy.
Okay, well, he's another guy. And now, I have one other thing that Freed told me. I hadn't heard this before. He says that Morris has also come up with the same name. That is the name Castillo, independently. I don't know how he thinks.
I don't know how Morris did anything independent except make it up.
Now, he says this. He says that Morris is working with another guy, and this is the first time I've ever heard him mention the guy's name, but it might be the same guy you've been mentioning before who is also crazy, the CIA agent. His name is Harry Dean.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Right.
He's not an ex-CIA agent.
Oh, he isn't, huh?
No, I got a couple hours of tape, and these guys are all picking up crumbs.
Okay, well,
of years past. Harry Dean was a fink for a congressional committee on pro-Castro activity. And I think that I drained just about all the information out of him that he had.
I know that Harry Dean figures prominently in Sprague's concept of what happened.
I know that all of Sprague, all that I've seen of what Sprague says, is improvisation on what I got from Dean in 66, 67.
Okay, right.
Someplace back there, including the Geiger Ball and stuff. And there's no reason to believe there was any such thing as a place like that where they met in Mexico. None at all. Hold on a second. We got a visiting dog who's barking too loud.
Okay, I want to mention one other thing. Frey told me that both Cuban and Soviet intelligence allegedly penetrated the plot before it happened, and that they decided they wanted to abort it, try to stop the assassination, and that one of their agents, according to Freed, was told to kill Oswald before the assassination. But
it's hard either way they would have done it. These are madmen. They are ruining everything anybody can do.
Yeah, okay, and he says one other thing. He says, now, I'm going to talk to Popkin tomorrow. I just want to let you know this, but I am going to
appreciate it.
Tomorrow, and I've got a straighter story, I think. I don't know how much he's going to want to talk on the phone.
Well, I don't know how rational he can be after some of the stuff I've heard him say.
Oh, really?
Well, it was pretty far-out stuff that he said at Bud's thing at Georgetown.
Oh, really? See, I'm not that familiar with him. I've never even read his book, and I just
wasn't
familiar with him.
Well, I expect him to be a lot more rational than what you've been told.
Yeah, well, it may be. It may be much more rational. But anyway, according to Freed, these documents are... he claims that Newsday and CBS have both been in contact and have been down there going through them and stuff.
Sure, they'll use them against us.
Yeah, well, I'll have to find out more about it tomorrow. It sounded pretty far out, I'll tell you.
Well, it is pretty far out. It includes stuff that's discredited. It includes stuff that's been ripped off and improvised on. I know some of that stuff. I had a long interview with Dean in February of 68. And I got pictures and files from him, and I left it with some of those local nuts out there to follow up on. And for Christ's sake, they don't have enough sense to break their way out of a paper bag. They couldn't even go to his place and pick up the copies of documents he didn't have with me that he promised, and to get Xeroxes of those made that he did have with him.
Yeah.
It's a pretty depressing thing, John.
Well, I'll try to find out more about it and see what it is. I'm not sure, as I said, how much Popkin's going to want to talk about it on the phone. But
I just don't know what these guys can hope to do except to destroy everybody's credibility.
Oh, yeah. One thing Freed said. Freed says that there was... that I know what Freed... Freed told me that, you know, that there were these two... that there were these two assassins. Oswald was... I mean, two fall guys. One was Oswald, and he says one was a Sirhan type, programmed or something. And he says that, you know, he mentioned about them being deprogrammed. But anyway, he says that Soviet or Cuban intelligence penetrated the plot, or both of them did, and they decided they were going to try to abort it by assassinating or killing Oswald. And he said something to the effect that that a double agent decided not to kill Oswald. But he did, what he did instead was write a letter to the FBI warning him about the whole thing. And according to Freed, the letter, Popkin has the file, FBI file number, and where that letter should be. Now, believe me, this is all second or third hand.
Now, I have heard something similar to that. But that doesn't mean a thing.
Well, if he could get a letter that in the files...
Well, any kind of nut can write any kind of a letter.
Right, that's true.
I've seen countless letters like that.
Well, if there was a letter in FBI file saying he was going to be ambushed in Dealey, you know, it would be interesting.
It would be very interesting, since it would depend on when it was written.
Yeah.
Because I have seen stuff written that predicted he was going to be assassinated there before it was even known he was going to go there.
You have?
Yeah, it was written after the fact.
Oh, well, no. That's a little easier to do.
Yeah. But that's the kind of thing these guys are doing.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing we can do about free speech, John.
No.
But
well,
this stuff is insane.
Well, let me find out more about it.
I sure would appreciate it if you did.
Okay. I'll call you back tomorrow. Popkin's supposed to call me back tomorrow morning.
Fine.
And I'll let you know. But I appreciate you're not saying anything, though, obviously.
I won't.
As nutty as it sounds.
I tell you what I would like to do, though. I'd like to keep a record of all this nutty stuff for the future.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can get a coherent thing from Popgun, and I'll let you know what he has to say.
Right. You realize a lot of this stuff traces back to Garrison-type stuff, and Ralph Schoenman used Garrison stuff in New York. All discredited, irrational stuff.
Yeah, Ralph, as a matter of fact, Ralph Schoenman's name was mentioned to me by... Oh, yeah, it was mentioned to me, I think, specifically by Freed.
As a source?
Well, I think just before he opened the scenario, I believe he said, have you talked to Schoenman recently? And I said, no. And then out came the story.
These are rotten people. They're people without ethics, morals, or principles of any kind. And they just make stuff up.
Would Popkin do that?
Well, I don't know Popkin well enough to say that, but I know he's done some pretty unethical things.
He has, huh?
Yes, his book is, I would regard, what I would regard as an unethical book.
Right. The Second Oswald, or whatever it is?
Yeah. And also, it's an apology for the Warren Commission.
Is it really?
You read what Howard Rothman has to say about it.
Right.
You'd be surprised how much those early guys covered up. They talk radical as hell now. But in those days, they were bending over backwards to apologize for everybody they could.
Mm-hmm.
Solandri even dedicated an article to the FBI.
To what, the FBI?
Yeah.
Is he still in the field now, or has he just sort of dropped out,
Well, I hope he's dropped out permanently.
You don't know if he's been active at all in recent years, huh?
Not that I've heard.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all crazy, John.
Well, you know, it probably is. I won't say 100%, but it sounds to me that it's pretty wild.
But what I've been in contact with, it's just nothing like the truth.
But I know you wanted me to let you know about...
I appreciate it, John. I would like to at least know and have a record for the future about all of this insanity. These people can't all be just self-starting nuts. There's just too damn many of them.
There could be people intentionally feeding them...
Yeah?
You know, misinformation.
Wouldn't that be worth knowing about?
Sure.
So that's why I'd like to keep a record. And that's another reason I'd like to keep a record. But out there on the West Coast, you got more of your share of nuts.
I guess so.
Not that there's not plenty of them elsewhere.
There are not, you think?
I say not that there are not.
Oh, right. Well, I'd say particularly Southern California.
Yeah.
That's famous for...
Well, you got a few... There used to be a few small groups in the Bay Area that were just as far out, but not as noisy.
Yeah.
I met with them.
Now, what about Schoenman?
I don't know. All I can tell you is he's unconscionable and unprincipled.
Yeah,
I think to him, any embarrassment to government is an end into itself.
Hmm.
I really think that. He's never done any real work of his own.
This stuff sounds like Sprague's stuff, you know.
It's Garrison stuff.
Is that what it is, Garrison?
The stuff I've heard that he used.
Yeah.
Buick and things like that, the bullfighter. I've forgotten all that. Yeah, Buick is a guy named, name of a guy who I think was a bullfighter down in Mexico. He's at McNeil's Island 10, or was when last I heard of him.
Hmm.
It's all rehash stuff like that.
Okay, and I'll keep an eye out for that, or an ear out for that name, too, that you mentioned.
Right. Appreciate that, John, much.
Okay, well, I'll get back to you tomorrow.
I'll be home.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.